What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
All right, time now for the Organic Gardener. And this week, of course, Davey Tree Talking Tree, Doug Oster, DougOster.com. 10th caller at 412-922-1020 wins a gift certificate to Sorgles. Here he is, Mr. Doug Oster. Doug.
I'm tired of watering.
Yeah, can you imagine what your water bill, everyone's water bill
is? Oh, I can't imagine what my water bill is going to be. I was out watering again yesterday.
But see, Andy yesterday said, just leave it. As far as your yard, don't do it. You're wasting money.
Yeah, the grass, that's right. But the
plants.
Right, vegetables and flowers and containers, if you don't water them, they're going to die.
If they haven't already.
Well, they shouldn't. I just keep water on them until we get rain.
So
I didn't even hear the weather forecast.
Carl Lamb was here just about an hour, 15 minutes ago, KDK Television, AccuWeather. It's going to be another hot one today. So do you water dusk and dawn? What do you do?
Dawn. Earlier in the morning, if you can. Most importantly, it's just getting some water on the plants. But the best time to do it, we talked about this last week, but we have to talk about it again after no rain. I hope maybe you got some rain. You know, there's our area in Pittsburgh here is technically it's called just dry, but just south of us is the beginning of a drought, and we need rain. So when I looked at the weather yesterday, we had rain possibly tonight, Monday or Tuesday, Wednesday. We'll see. But yeah, water in the morning, really soak the plants in, and that's kind of the pain. That's why I hate watering. Each tomato plant needs about 10 minutes of water with the hose down at the bottom. And if you have 25 plants, if you have 50 plants, how are you going to do that? I do that watering while I'm in the garden working, weeding. I did want to talk a little bit about weeding. This is a good time to weed when everything's so dry like this. Everything comes right out, and that's what I've been doing. I do a couple different ways to weed. I'll use a string trimmer to do most of my weeding to get rid of everything I can. And then I'm pulling here and there and then just mulching like crazy. That's the thing. That's what we need to do. And the mulch also is to help everything stay evenly moist. I'm adding straw to the garden, the vegetable garden, just to freshen it up and to try and keep those beds from completely drying out. Harvesting in the morning, too. The plants do have more liquid in them when you harvest in the morning. You don't want to harvest when it's 90 degrees and you're at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, everything's out of the plant. Not everything, but you know what I'm saying. It's just this heat is killing me. I have a friend that just loves this weather, thinks this is the best summer ever, but I'm not feeling that way. I just stepping out the door to the garden, getting hit by that wave of humidity, that is no fun. And when Steve Fallor gets here from Davey, we're going to talk about what should you do for your trees. If you look at your shrubs, I've got some big mature shrubs, but they are at the midday, they look awful. My hydrangeas, I've got this one that's just about to bloom called Bottle Brush Buckeye. If you're looking for kind of a cool shrub that's a monster, Bottle Brush Buckeye would be a cool one because of the flowers, and they're, like I said, just coming now. They're like 12 inches long, and they look like a bottle brush. They're white and really a beautiful, easy-to-grow shrub. The first time I ever saw one was this place called Dawes Arboretum. If you're ever driving over to Columbus, there's a little town called Newark, and that's where this Dawes Arboretum is, and you should stop if you're going to Columbus. And if you're going to be in Columbus, go to Franklin Park Conservatory. It's their version of Phipps, and it's really a nice garden, really beautiful. And so out at our local garden at the Pittsburgh Botanic Garden, they have a new exhibit there with these giant bugs. It is really cool. I'm going to be going out there and making a video. And speaking of videos, I've just posted my latest In Doug's Garden video. It's brought to you by Davey Tree. And I went to a place called the Iron Garden, and it is at Cary Furness. And Cary Furness is an amazing place. Have you ever been out there, Rob, to Cary Furnaces?
I've had them on, but I've never been out there.
It's just, you would love it out there. That's everything you're all about. The
it's beautiful.
Steel and working and back in the day. That Cary Furnaces was set up in the late 1800s and went till, I think, the 1980s. And then they just sold the whole thing for scrap, these big blast furnaces. And a group got together and saved one of them so that it would still be there. So this Iron Garden, it's a very unconventional garden because it's a wild garden. It's where Cary Furnaces 1 and 2 used to stand. 6 and 7 still are there. And you can get tours there. You can get a tour of the garden. And they have these beautiful iron placards that talk all about the garden, and it was kind of a joint thing with Penn State Master Gardeners and Hunt Botanical and a couple other DEP, I think, and they actually cast them there. And in the Iron Garden, you have the best view of Cary Furnace. So that video is at DougOster.com, and along with some other things in that video is, I asked the question, do you hate Rose of Sharon? Because I love my Rose of Sharon. My Rose of Sharon had, Rose of Sharon's actually, had great, great blooms this year. And they're just about right at the peak now, maybe a little past peak. And I tell this story all the time, but you know, people hate Rose of Sharon because it makes babies. It's kind of a weed, but you could trim it into a shrub. You can make it into a tree. And mine are big trees, and I do have one, after I tell you this story, you have one that I really fallen in love with. But when I moved to this garden 26 years ago, I actually brought Rose of Sharon with me from my old garden because there was a big one right in the front of my old house, and my kids were younger. I've got my oldest is turning 40, so I'm old, and they played basketball underneath that, or right next to that tree, and, you know, boys playing basketball, kids playing basketball, that tree took a beating. But I just always remember looking out there and seeing them play with that Rose of Sharon doing its thing, blooming beautifully in midsummer. And so that's why I brought some of the babies with me, and now they're full-size trees, and I love them. But there's one that I've just added recently in the last 3 years, and I was actually talking to a Davy arborist about this the other day. It's called Sugar Tip Rose of Sharon, and there's also a golden sugar tip, and it's sterile. It does not make those little babies, and so it has variegated foliage, like white and green, and then the golden one is golden green, and then beautiful double pink blossoms. Now, it has not bloomed yet. It is a later bloomer, and it stays reasonably small, maybe 15 feet tall, and in one of those videos, I had somebody ask me, like, I don't have room for a big tree. What would you recommend? And that was one of the first ideas that I thought for them was to try that sugar tip Rose of Sharon. Now, I'm still out there shopping. There's no planting window right now until it rains. except for containers. I've got a half flat of impatience and a half flat of coleus still to plant, which I'm going to do today. Probably this morning. If I don't get it to get to it this morning, I'll do it really late in the afternoon, getting to give the plants a break. But it's in the shade. And bargains, bargains, bargains. I talked about it last week, but man, I am telling you, there's still time to plant. I talked to somebody the other day, and they're just like, well, you know, I had some family stuff going on, and I didn't get my garden in, and so what would you recommend for next year? And I just said, well, not next year, this year. Worst case scenario, have a couple big pots, fill them up with some really good soil, planting mix, and go get some bargains and enjoy a garden from, I mean, it's mid-July. You got July, August, September, and October still to enjoy this stuff. If you're interested in vegetables, hot peppers, you could still put some hot peppers in. I recently planted one plant. You could put some bean seeds in, Swiss chard seeds, kale seeds, arugula. Too early for the cool weather crops, but there's still time to plant. We should still be gardening. And like I said, the planting window opens as soon as we get some rain, which, oh, I hope it's tonight, I'll tell you. I'm not going to water today, but I spent most of yesterday going in and out and watering, laying that hose down on the bottom of plants. And maybe today I'll lay the hose on one of these big shrubs that is looking awful.
All right, 866-391-1020. If you want to give a call to Doug, talk a little gardening, and then Davey Tree Talking Tree after the news at the bottom of the hour. HM3 Partners Independence Fund presents Celebrity Care Fest, benefiting UPMC's Children's Hospital Foundation. Two nights of star-studded entertainment, July 26th and 27th. Pat Benatar, Neil Girardo, Smokey Robinson, and a superstar artist so big we can't say it here. Learn who at hm3.org. Tickets on sale at hm3.org. All right, back with Doug, DougOster.com. Of course, we are here talking gardening and all sorts of good stuff. So if you have a question you want to get in here before Davey Tree at the bottom of the hour and Steve Fallor, call us now, 866-391-1020. Here's Karen, wants to talk maple trees. Good morning, Karen.
Good morning. I have a maple tree that the lower branches are hanging very, very low. Can I safely cut these off?
Yeah, you don't want to get up on a ladder or anything like that. If you can do it while your feet are on the ground, there's no problem there. But let me tell you how to do this. Instead of cutting right at the tree trunk to get those branches off, your first cut should be out about 18 inches. That way, when that part of the branch falls off, it won't tear the bark close to the tree. Then you go back and you cut that little 18-inch stump back. You know, does that make sense?
It does, but I just want to cut off, like, the part that's hanging. It's probably about 3 feet that's hanging too low, so I don't even want to go back to the trunk. It's way too big.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Can I just go 36 inches from the tip?
It depends on what's left there on the tree. Usually we want to go all the way back. If we don't go all the way back, we want to go to like a branch union.
Oh, okay.
You don't want to just leave like 4 feet of nothing except just a long stick, basically. How thick are the branches?
Well, the tree is enormous. The branch it's way too big, for me, and it's up too high. But it's just
okay.
It's just so heavy that it's hanging, and it's difficult to cut the grass under it.
Right. You know, if you would like to, you could send me a picture at my website, and send me an email, and I will take a look at it, and maybe I can see there where you should cut it back to.
Okay.
So just go to DougOster.com and just, you won't be able to send the picture, but just send an email and just say, hey, I want to send a picture. I'll send you an email back, and then you can send me the picture, and we'll just take a look at it.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
All right. 866-391-1020. Does anything thrive in this type of heat?
Well, again, if you can keep water on it, peppers love heat. And so I'm growing lots of crazy hot peppers this year. I told you that Braden at Sorgles started all these crazy, really cool hot peppers, and they are going nuts. but you do not want them to dry out. I do have a few questions from listeners, and William says, I recently bought some Peruvian lilies. They told me that they would not come back. Oh, could you tell me, will they come back this year or not? My buddies come back every year. Do they come in annuals and perennials? So those Peruvian lilies are technically a tender plant, but our winters have been so mild that they can come back. Technically, I would dig them up just like you would a dahlia and or a caladium or an elephant ear and save them for the winter and then bring them back, because eventually we're going to get a winter where this stuff is not going to winter over. The other thing I've been seeing out there, too, is lots of what's called sawfly larvae. And you'll see it on your roses. You'll see it on hibiscus. And what it'll do is they'll just be little, like, how would I describe it? Like Swiss cheese, turning your leaves into Swiss cheese. And people don't see the larva. It's just this little itty-bitty green worm, but the little green worm has already eaten all that stuff on the bottom and then worked its way up to the top. Do we got a caller, Rob?
We have a caller, and let's say hi to John. John, you're on KDKA. How are you?
Hey, good morning, guys. Hey, Doug, I have a butterfly magnolia. It's the one that blooms yellow. Very large tree. A lot of I'll call it scale. It's white.
Yep. Yeah, magnolia scale.
Okay. So what I've done, I just did this last weekend, I treated it with the bio-advanced, that treatment that they use for kill insects in trees.
Mm-hmm.
Is that going to help?
Maybe. A scale is a tough one. There's all sorts of different ways to deal with it. If it's not infesting the tree, it's not that big of a deal, but if it's really bad, there's different ways to deal with it. The organic control would be horticultural oil to cover it, and learn a little bit about the life cycle of that scale, because there's a stage for all scales that is called the crawler stage. And that's when it doesn't have that hard shell on it, and that's when that's easier to kill. I'm not sure about the product that you're using, but some people will inject that into the soil so that the tree will suck it up and take that scale. How bad does the tree have the scale?
It's a huge tree, and it seems to be in all the newer, younger branches.
Yeah, that makes sense, because that's easier for the scale to take over. How tall is the tree?
Oh, the tree's got to be 20 feet tall.
Oh, yeah. So it's, any place that you can get to it, just coat that with that horticultural oil, the scale, and that will help. You know, and when Steve comes on from Davy Tree, I'm going to ask him about what they do for magnolia scale, because I think they do have some kind of systemic approach to that. So, when he comes on, we'll ask him about that, all right?
Okay, very good. Thank you.
All right.
All right, about a minute to the break. Anything else?
Well, I am taking people to Iceland, and we've got about 15 seats left. We're going to go in November. Iceland, again, I've dreamt about going there since I was a kid. And one of my best friend's mothers heard that I wanted to go to Iceland. I was talking about it. I guess I saw it in school or something, and she said, Iceland is nothing but a cold, dead rock. And so my whole dream of going to Iceland was crushed until I started traveling and doing these trips, and I started hearing from people. In fact, the woman that took us through Italy a couple years ago, she was also leading tours to Iceland. And so she was the one, too, that told me that Iceland is so beautiful. We're gonna go up there to try and see the Northern Lights and glaciers and national parks, and all that information is at DougOster.com, and I would love for you to join me. The National Parks Tour is sold out. I'm going there August 3rd, but this one in October, November, I can't wait to see Iceland. And I've been having so much fun on these trips, and we're actually putting a reunion together here in August for our Croatia trip, so Come with me to Iceland. We'd have fun.
All right. Coming back, we're going to talk to Steve Fallor. Davey Tree, Talking Tree, next on the, well, Organic Gardener with Doug Oster, DougOster.com.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
Temp check. What kind of summer are we having this year? A family road trip summer, a beach bum summer, or a wake me when the sun sets summer? With Instacart, choose your own adventure and skip the shopping side quests. Where available, you can get ice cream delivered to your hotel, sunscreen to the pool, or cold brew to your bed. Well, door, in as fast as 30 minutes. Wherever you find yourself this summer, you can get the goods. Download Instacart for free delivery on your first three orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Minimum $10 per order. Excludes restaurants. Additional terms and fees apply.
We're joined by Steve Fallor from the Davey Tree Expert Company. And Steve, we got a lot to cover today, but before we get to our topics of watering and why hire a certified arborist, I had a question from a listener about a magnolia scale on a 20-foot tall magnolia. Have you seen a lot of scale out there?
We have been seeing a lot of magnolia scale this year. It's been a lot worse than the last few years. I think that had a lot to do with the very long, wet winter that we had. So basically what you're going to want to look into is some type of systemic soil injection to take care of that magnolia scale. Luckily for an arborist or company like Davey Tree, it is pretty easy to take care of. We would just need to get eyes on it as soon as possible, and we could write a management plan for that and have it taken care of for you in a couple weeks.
Oh, well, that's good news. He was trying to use some kind of home product, and I wasn't familiar with the product, and I thought it was some kind of systemic thing that you guys did. So Let's talk about the dryness. What does this mean for our trees?
Well, trees, shrubs, lawn, all in the same. With this lack of rain that we're seeing, it's putting a lot of stress on your plant material, a tremendous amount of stress. So we're starting to see a lot of strange things, strange characteristics from insects, mites, fungal diseases, kind of attacking your plant material. Things like verticillium wilt have kind of reared their ugly head quite a bit this year. Magnolia skeleton, another thing. And the reason I bring those up is the more stressed your plant is due to environmental factors such as drought, the more prone to insect, mite, and fungal issues they're going to be. So if you have a nice, healthy plant that's well-watered, well-taken care of, it's going to have a better pest resistance than a plant that's stressed. So right now with this drought stress that we have going on, everybody out there, all your trees, shrubs, and lawn, they are praying for some rain just like we are. So that's the biggest impact that we're seeing so far with this last couple of weeks of no rain.
So let's talk a little bit about watering those trees, especially young trees. If you were a spring planted tree, boy, you need water through this, right?
Oh yeah. Oh yes. And I actually have a couple of spring planted trees that I planted at my house this year just to liven things up. I have a dogwood, a red bud, and a plum. So what I am doing is every other day whenever I get home, I would prefer it to be in the morning. But if you don't have the time, when you get home from work, I'm taking my water hose out there, and I am counting for 3 minutes, and I am watering the root ball area of my plants, all three of them, for 3 minutes apiece every other day. So the idea is what you want to do is completely soak down the root area of the plant and then give it, you know, 24, 32, 36 hour period to completely dry out. So you want to get completely wet and let it be completely dry, and then completely wet, completely dry. So about every other day, that's what I'm doing. Now, these days that it's 95 degrees, I think it's supposed to be 95 on Tuesday or Wednesday, probably going to water that tree that day no matter what, whether it's on the schedule or not. It's so hot and dry, you're going to need to do some extra watering, and maybe 3 minutes is not enough. What you're going to have to do is you're going to have to stick your finger down in the soil after you give yourself 3 minutes to see, you know, are you satisfied with that soil moisture content? It shouldn't be completely muddy. It should be damp to touch. So that's what I'm doing, and it's working out well.
I've got a giant bottle brush buckeye, and about 3 o'clock in the afternoon, it looks tired. It's just about to bloom. I was thinking about going out this morning after the show and just putting the hose underneath there and letting it run for quite a while, actually. And that's great. I'll give it the test to see what's going on with the soil to see if it's getting enough water. But boy, not my shrubs, but my vegetable garden and flower garden and everything just needs some rain.
Oh yeah. Yes, some rain and some cloud cover would do wonders right now.
Now, how about mulch? Once you've already have your trees and shrubs mulched, is that it? You know, when we get to weather like this, just leave it?
Well, it depends on your mulch covering. Did you have the proper amount of mulch? That's what we need to start with. Do you have a 1 to 2 inch layer of mulch around the root zone of your plant? We got to make sure the mulch is not running up the stem of the plant like a volcano. Mulch is a great insulator and offers great protection for the root zone of plants. So I do prefer mulch to be around the root zone of my plant material just because it's an insulator from the heat or from the cold in the wintertime, and it also does help retain that moisture content on hot, dry days like we were saying. Tuesday is supposed to be 95 degrees, so it's going to make a big difference for your plant material.
About how thick, or does it depend on the tree?
The mulch?
Yeah.
The mulch should never be more than 2 inches thick.
Okay.
You need a one and a half, two inches thick layer of mulch. Whenever you start seeing those 3, 4, 5, 6 inch layers of mulch, then we're starting to cause some issues with the root zone of the plant. Those fibrous roots are going to, they're going to leach out into that mulch area as it breaks down to an organic matter. And you're going to start to probably see some girdling root issues down the road.
Yeah. Is there a certain mulch you like better than others? Like there's triple shredded, there's double shredded, and single shredded?
I am a big proponent of double shredded hardwood mulch. The triple shred looks great. It does break down very quickly. The double shred seems to last, you know, you get your full year, maybe 2 years out of it. The plant material likes it. It doesn't break down so fast. And it still offers that root zone protection and insulating layer, and it still looks nice. Now, you also want to look at the plant material you're mulching. If you do have a lot of evergreens, a pine bark mulch is going to really work there as well because it's a very acidic soil that they like.
Mm-hmm.
So it just depends on your plant material, where you're going.
You know, with maples and pines, people are always asking me, what should I grow underneath there? And I always recommend a bench.
Well, I'm actually a big proponent. If you have, say you have a row of spruce trees or pine trees, if you want to plant something under them to add some color, your azaleas, rhododendrons, and pieris,
mm-hmm.
if you plant those under there, they are going to like that area quite a bit because you're going to get a partial shade area. But also, as those pine trees, spruce trees, drop their needles, they're going to start to turn that soil into a nice acidic soil, and those plants that I just named are going to like that.
Yeah, that makes sense. But I'll tell you what, under a maple, man, that is tough. Those roots are right at the surface. And
yes, they are.
People often ask me about maples. Can they take those roots out of there? You know, and I'm like, no, you know, don't do that. Just talk about that for just a second. That could really damage the tree.
Yeah, that is a extremely important part of the vascular system of that plant. Those are the structure roots, and then off those structure roots, that's where those fibrous roots are forming in the soil, and that's how the tree gains its nutrients. Yes, I can understand when you're mowing or whatnot, they can kind of cause an issue. But please do not ever cut them or try to put soil on them to cover them up. What I often tell people is, because you're not seeing those roots in general 6-7 feet past the stem of the plants, you're seeing them right around the root column.
Mm-hmm.
So what I often tell people is, instead of having that grass right there, maybe let's install a mulch ring, or, you know, widen your mulch ring by another foot or two to encompass those roots. And then you don't have that grass maintenance. You've added a protective zone to your root call of your plant. So you've done two good things there and eliminated the issue that you had with, in general, it's usually just mowing. People don't want to mow over it. So that is my number one go-to solution for that.
All right, Steve. When we come back, I want to talk to you a little bit about why you should hire a certified arborist. For more information about Davy Tree or to ask what's going on with your trees, go to davy.com/KDKA. And remember, you can always call the experts like Steve from Davy Tree at 855-982-TREE. That's 855-982-8733.
Back with more in a moment. All right, we're back with Steve and Doug, and of course, continuing that Davy Tree segment, talking trees. So if you have a tree-related question, give us a call, 866-391-1020.
All right, Steve, let's talk a little bit about why people should hire a certified arborist. And I've been using certified arborists, gosh, 30, 40 years? I don't know. I used to live right next to the headquarters, the next town over in Ohio. And
hold on.
Yeah, we always used Davy. Everybody did. And
mm-hmm.
talk about what a certified arborist does and what he doesn't do, too. Sometimes you'll go to a place and you won't do any work. You'll just answer questions and move on to the next thing.
Yeah. So this is something I actually, I'm pretty passionate about, being a certified arborist in the Pittsburgh area for the last 11 years. I've been with a lot of clients and heard a lot of things, a lot of separate opinions. And I think the biggest advantage of having a certified arborist on your property is that as soon as we roll up to the property, we are starting, you know, a visual evaluation of everything on the property. What I like to do is get with the homeowner and speak with them specifically about what they're looking at. We can look at that issue. But as I'm doing that, I'm looking at everything from the trees to the ornamental trees, the shade trees, the shrubs, the turf, soil composition, plant material, species composition. And I'm digesting all of that right away. And as we're going over these issues or, you know, whatever questions the homeowner might have, I am starting to look at what type of management plan needs to be built for this homeowner for their issues. And say there's something that I don't know, because I don't know everything. We run into a tree or a shrub that has an issue that is maybe a little more uncommon that we don't run into daily. We can clip those samples of the plant material, and the big advantage of Davy Tree is we have our own laboratory. We can send that plant material to the laboratory for a full evaluation at the lab, and they can come back with any recommendations and management plans that they might have from their arborist and their lab technicians there. So that coincides with the management plan that a certified arborist is going to build for your property. So we get to see so many things on a daily basis, and we get to see different variations of the same pests, the same mites, the same diseases that are attacking these plants, same environmental factors. And so we can use all of that knowledge to really help a homeowner and build them a management plan specifically tailored to their landscape and their property.
And the thing I like about having a certified arborist on the property is, like you said, I might have one problem, but that arborist is looking at other problems too, but also there's a code of ethics, and that's what is important to me. You have to trust the people that are coming on your property that, like you said, sometimes you'll look at one thing but something else is wrong, or you just there because of that code of ethics, it's like, well, we don't need to do any work. Talk about the ethical part of being a certified arborist.
Well, certainly. I mean, we're not out there being a salesman. That's not what we're there for, you know, ever. We're there to be a certified arborist first and foremost. So there are plenty of times, you know, if I meet with 20 to 25 clients a week, which is pretty normal, I would say maybe, you know, 10 of those, I'm meeting with a client and just telling them, like, hey, this is actually, you don't really have an issue. Maybe we just have a little bit of, you know, fall color change or, some of the things I see are a little bit of drought stress, things like that. I can give you an idea of what's going on, but there's not always something that, you know, a certified arborist needs to do. And I gladly let homeowners do that because I like to engage the homeowner and get them, you know, active in their own landscape. I think the more you can engage a homeowner and get them active in their own landscape, the more they're going to care about it, the more they're going to want to take care of it. They're already engaged into it to a certain degree because they're calling an arborist. But people love whenever you can give them, you know, something that they can do, that you can kind of educate them on. Like we were talking before the break was the mulch rings around the maple trees. I show people how to do that all the time.
All right, Steve, good stuff. And just a reminder, certified arborists will come for free. For more information about Davy Tree or to ask what's going on with your trees, go to davy.com/KDK. And remember, you can always call the experts from Davy Tree at 855-982-TREE. That's 855-982-8733. Now, I'm answering questions after the show. Would love for you to go to Iceland with me. And remember, organic gardeners, you make our world brighter and safer with each seed you sow and every garden you grow.
News coming up next.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Why wait for Labor Day to save big on new custom window treatments when you can save up to 45% right now at Blinds.com's Labor Day Early Access Sale? Blinds.com is the better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing and free shipping. No showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Blinds.com's design experts can help you make the perfect choices with free virtual consultations. Plus, they'll send samples right to your door fast and free. Blinds.com can even handle the measure and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for one low cost. Since 1996, customers have trusted Blinds.com to cover over 25 million windows, all backed by their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's Labor Day Early Access Sale, happening right now. Save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!